It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Tuesday, July 16th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. Despite approval by state regulators last month to grant a construction permit to Summit Carbon Solutions to build an underground carbon capture pipeline in Iowa, a Floyd County landowner says it's not a done deal yet. Kathy Carter is among several landowners who are non-signers who have resisted signing voluntary easements with Summit to build the pipeline through their land. The Iowa Utility Commission's approval for the company's main line opens the door for Summit to use eminent domain to secure the remaining easements from property owners like Carter. However, Summit cannot begin any construction in Iowa until their project also gets approval in neighboring states, North and South Dakota, Minnesota, and Nebraska. Carter addressed the Floyd County Board of Supervisors Monday, noting some of the other requirements Summit must also meet.
Summit also has to obtain a $100 million liability insurance policy, which, as one legislator who is also a lawyer stated, that's only about 10 wrongful death lawsuits. So that's not much reassurance to us landowners and neighbors.
Next to the opposition of the use of eminent domain, safety in the event of a pipeline rupture is the biggest concern.
They have to provide CO2 monitors for first responders, personal vehicles, and department vehicles, which is kind of fruitless because by the time something shows up in the CO2 monitors, there's already going to be damage somewhere, someone.
Carter also challenges that Summit's signing of about 75% of the landowners along the pipeline's main route to voluntary easements weren't also voluntary. She says she talked to several landowners who felt pressured into signing with the company. Last week, supervisors voted to have attorney Tim Whipple, the county's legal representation in intervening with the Summit project, file a formal request along with six other counties to ask the IUC to reconsider its decision. The reconsideration was officially filed on Friday. The wheels have been set in motion for the City of Charles City and Floyd County Medical Center to exchange land to aid housing development as well as hospital expansion. City Administrator Steve Deers laid out the plan to the City Council Monday night that will facilitate the continued growth of FCMC while also helping the city increase residential housing possibilities.
Floyd County Medical Center has expressed interest in that portion of 13th Street East to Main as being, they'd like to acquire that as part of their extension of their hospital campus. And in exchange, the city would then acquire that 7.5 acres of land that's due west of the hospital up there that we could then make contiguous with the rest of that land out there that the city owns and the ADC owns to help further our interest in expanding housing. Looks like it could be a real win-win for both entities and a win for the community for sure.
Councilman Patrick Lumley echoed Deer's win-win assessment.
It's positive economic development for the city and the county, if you think about it, because a lot of people come to here to get their medical treatment. So, and they're expanding what they're doing. So this is a tremendous step in positive direction.
The city council approved moving forward with the plan, although nothing is official until a public hearing is held on the matter, now scheduled for August 5th. If and when the plan is formally approved, Councilman Delane Friesman noted that 13th Street near the hospital will remain open until the street extension west to Corporate Drive is complete. The futures of what will eventually be three former Northeast Iowa Conference schools could be decided tomorrow. Charles City, Decorah, and Waverly Shellrock are all headed for mediation in separate efforts to join new conferences starting with the 2025-26 school year. Moves precipitated with the NAIC set to dissolve after the 2024-25 school year, after current league members New Hampton, Cresco Crestwood, and Waukon have opted to join the Upper Iowa Conference starting July 1st of 2025. Charles City is seeking to join the North Central Conference, which currently includes Fort Dodge St. Edmunds, Clarion Goldfield Dows, Clear Lake, Algona, Hampton Dumont Cal, Humboldt, Webster City, and Iowa Falls Alden. In March, Charles City's bid to join the NCC was denied despite an 8-2 vote in favor of the Comets. However, NCC bylaws allow for denial if more than one member school votes against it. In April, Decorah was voted down 8-2 to gain entry into the UIC, but hopes mediation will change that. WSR was voted out of the NAIC 2 years ago and exited the league on June 30th. The Gohawks will be independent this school year, but are lobbying to join the WAMAC Conference next year. Tomorrow, all three schools will meet with representatives from the Iowa Board of Education, Iowa High School Athletic Association, and Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union in three separate mediations at the Central Rivers AEA office in Cedar Falls. Charles City is scheduled first from 8 to 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, followed by Decorah from noon to 3 p.m. and WSR from 4 to 7 p.m. Officials will have 60 days in which to make a ruling on those mediations. The public can play a vital role in keeping our community safe. That is, if you speak up.
we do take a lot of reports or see people on the street says, hey, I saw this last week. This was kind of strange. Did you know anything about it? Well, no. And if we don't know anything about it, we can't look into it. We can't, you know, approve it or disapprove it. So we want people to just see something, say something, just like the slogan says. And doesn't matter how small you think it is. Maybe it's something fine. We don't know. You don't know either. Speak up. That's the only way things can get reported and get looked into.
That's Chickasaw County Sheriff Ryan Shaver, who says even something playful like kids firing a Super Soaker water gun or Orbi gun gel ball blaster can be taken the wrong way.
I think it's fun to shoot other people with them because they're gel, it's not real guns, or it's water. If it's on water, it's a type of harassment, and harassment charges can be filed in something like that.
No matter how big or small the issue might seem, Shaver says too many people don't see something, say something to avoid being part of a potential investigation.
People want to remain anonymous. They don't want to get involved is the biggest thing. Well, I don't want to get involved. Well, you can remain anonymous during the reports. If it is founded, you know, there are certain court restrictions that sometimes you can't remain anonymous. The person has a right to face their accuser, but not in all cases, but in some cases that can happen.
A recent post by Shaver on the Chickasaw County Sheriff's Office Iowa Facebook page includes a link to the See Something, Say Something initiative through the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.